Darren, well done. So proud of you. But tell us what's happened. You, in your own words, tell us exactly what's happened today. It's quite a historic day, really, actually, isn't it?
Yes. The Mayor has just agreed the recommendations that we take on three of the five libraries in Lewisham.
Wow.
I know. I can't believe it. I'm so pleased. It's been a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat and tears.
Sleepless nights. So where do you go from now, Darren?
We've got meetings with head of libraries. We've got a project plan to get in place now to be opening them up on day one. So they're closing on the 28th. We're opening them up after the bank holiday, so that's straight away.
So what have you got, 3 weeks?
We've got about 3 weeks to get all the staffing in place, get all the training done, and to get them running as they were before. And then over 3 years, we're going to expand them by having them open more days, longer hours, self-issuing systems installed, and also listening to the communities about what they want to see running the libraries.
So what sort of hours are they going to be open now when you open them?
They'll stick to the same hours that they're open right now.
Okay, now I know you've got a good team of people behind you. What, have you got enough people behind you to keep the other libraries running?
Yes, we've got. We've been employing people for the last 2 months. We're going to be employing more people over the next few months. And we've got a lot of volunteers as well. Because I understand that you need full-paced staff as well as volunteers.
Okay, now I heard that you didn't get New Cross Library because they said it would be too much for you. Do you think that's true?
No, it's not true. New Cross, the people in New Cross are absolutely fantastic. There's schools involved, there's local community groups involved, there's great people involved. We signed the constitution last week of about 15, 20 people that want to make sure that that library stays open.
So what will you do? Are you going to carry on fighting for that library?
Yes, we are. We're going to help all the local groups and local people to put forward to show that actually with us they can actually help us run that library. And we're going to go out there making sure we've got the investors and the funding, and also our business is growing to be able to finance this fourth library and show that.
So it's not the end, your fight continues.
No, I feel I could run all the libraries in England. Yes.
And you probably could you?
Yeah, eco libraries. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have better libraries in the country. They're going to be open longer. We're going to look after the buildings as well. Some of these buildings are lovely, beautiful buildings that have been around for hundreds of years. And we're going to really take care of them.
So I know you have another business that runs along with it, that's Eco Computer Systems. How will that work with Eco Libraries?
Well, the computer recycling, we deliver IT training courses for senior citizens and unemployed where we give them a free computer and broadband. So we'll be able to deliver these IT training courses in the libraries for the local residents. So it means they're better off because at the moment they just get IT training in the libraries. We're going to be giving them computers and free broadband.
Okay, thank you. Thanks very much, Darren.